This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Unfiltered, unadulterated sports. You've come to the right place. AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, you're back in the sports bar. We're getting you set for now Tuesday night's game. At least we hope Tuesday night's game between the Bills and the Titans. The latest from Tennessee with Teron Davenport covering the Titans for ESPN's NFL Nation. Teron, always classy to join us here in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia. How you been, man?
Hey, man, I've been well, man. Appreciate you guys having me on, for sure.
Yeah, I remember the last time we had you on, Teron. It was right before the Baltimore game, and you were down there. Boy, what a different world. Just first and foremost, how are you dealing with the pandemic? How are you and yours holding up?
Oh, man, we're doing well. I appreciate you asking. It's, you know, just a day-by-day thing, man. And, you know, you got to understand that the same water that, you know, or the same pressure that you take... Let me get the saying right. Pressure turns coal into diamonds. That's what I was trying to say.
Wait, you know what? I mean, we don't really know what we're going to be seeing out of the Tennessee Titans. It feels like forever since we've seen them on a field. Teron, what can you give us in terms of the latest on the status for Tuesday night's game? And we know we have no new reports of any positive tests from today. I mean, we have so many questions about how we've gotten to this point.
Yeah, that's great news today to not get any new positive tests. There are some guys that are on the reserve COVID list, and there will be, I think it's about 7 of them that are able to return, but I highly doubt that they do come back for this game because you still have to go through a ramp-up period. You have to measure their conditioning, their cardiovascular health. There's just a whole lot that you have to watch. So I would imagine guys like Daquan Jones, Jeffrey Simmons, Adam Humphries, these guys won't be back. Corey Davis was just placed on the reserve COVID. So there's no doubt that this team will be short-staffed and short-handed player-wise. A.J. Brown, it's very likely that he'll play, so that's a good thing. But, you know, the matchup that he will draw against Trey Davis-White, that alone is worth the price of admission. So that's just kind of how you have to look at it. They'll be short on the cornerback side of things as well. Zadory Jackson is still on IR. Christian Fulton, he's on reserve COVID, so it's going to take a whole lot of really good coaching. You know, maybe they could get Marv Levy down there to help him out. Something, you know, it's going to take a lot.
Yeah, you know, so Teron, this should be a really fun game. A team in Tennessee that made the AFC Championship against an undefeated Buffalo team. But if we can start off with what's happened over the last 2 weeks, and I guess an investigation, if that is the right term here, where do things stand right now as far as the league, the Titans, what has happened, and what possible punishment could be happening here? What do we know here right now?
Yeah, right now, the investigation is still going. And, well, it's been wrapped up, but they're actually just fine-tuning a few things as far as the workout that happened on September 30th. Still trying to sort through and make sure that it wasn't a big miscommunication, because apparently the league let the Titans as the organization know that there weren't to be any in-person activities outside of the facility after the 29th. So that's an issue, because they had a group workout on the 30th, but then there was a memo that was sent to all teams on October 1st. So there's a lot to try to sort through with that. And players that I spoke to, they said they didn't know that it was unauthorized. So it's just a lot with that. But then on top of that, there's a lot of questions about the proper usage of masks in the building. There are some questions about the outside linebackers coach, Shane Bowen, who had tested positive. There are questions whether he let everyone know of the symptoms and also that he was in contact with somebody with COVID. So this organization is definitely getting the white glove treatment. I think it's going to come down to them really trying to take and make an example out of the Titans. And that's unfortunate because this is a pandemic and there's so many things that could factor into getting, you know, contracting the virus, even if you're doing things the right way. So it's an unfortunate situation, but 23 positive tests, that's an awful lot dating back to September 24th.
Teron, how did we get to this point? And let me explain my thought here, my question, because the way it was kind of positioned through the preseason from the NFL is, hey, we've given teams this ultimate flexibility with their roster. We've expanded the practice squad and we've added this COVID reserve list. And you have this kind of unprecedented amount of flexibility with what you want to do as an organization with your roster. If somebody tests positive for COVID, you put them on the COVID reserve list. And the appearance was next man up, but it feels like we're very far away from next man up when you've got facilities shutting down, and not just in Tennessee. I mean, we report today that the Jets shut down their facility for a presumed positive test. I mean, how did we get to this point, and why did we kind of stray from what we thought was the NFL's initial protocol?
Well, it really got to this point when you look at the Jets shutting down. That was purely out of precaution. They were trying to make sure that they didn't have any violation and that they were following all protocols, and most importantly, that there wasn't an outbreak like there was in Tennessee. That's what it really ended up being. And you have other organizations that shut their facility down temporarily, too. The Patriots had to do that with their series of positive tests. I believe it was three of them. So that's just something that they have to work through. But you're right. At one point, it was supposed to be next man up, but you know, you can't have next full facility up, and that's basically what it has kind of boiled down to for some of the organizations. So it's just, you try to plan for something, but I mean, how can you plan for something that's unprecedented? I think that's really the thing that you have to look at. And it's just, you have to have patience as you sort through everything, because it's an ongoing, evolving situation.
Yeah, and so today's good, and then you hope tomorrow's good, and then you hope Sunday's good. But, Teron, what if it's not good? What if we get another positive test, and if it's 50-50? I mean, it's pure speculation, my question here, but what happens? Do you go back and ask for a Week 18? It's talk about a forfeit. What is real in the conversation as far as, all right, if the game doesn't happen Tuesday, then what?
Both of those options you mentioned are real. There is talk of possibly having a forfeit. That would be an absolute last resort. The NFL does have it set up. I believe they have three additional weeks into February that they could have the Super Bowl. So they do have it set up to where they can have additional weeks at the end of the season. But then you have the whole, well, you know, I got one bye, they got two byes. So that's something that you have to look at. But here's the thing. Players, they don't want to forfeit. You see some of these Steelers players saying, okay, well, if the Bills game is forfeited, our game should be forfeited too. I say to them, be careful what you ask for. Because when you have a forfeit, guess what you lose? One game check. Mm-hmm. So when guys find that out, they won't be preaching that forfeit stuff as much as they are now. So that's something that they're trying to avoid because, let's face it, it is what it is. It's a business. The dollar is what rules, right? Cash rules everything around me. That's how Wu Tang said it, you know, cream. So that being said, they're going to try to keep everything in line as far as playing a game and actually being able to have that because of all the financial ramifications.
And Teron, can we just talk about the team for a little bit here? I mean, you gave us a pretty good update about the injury and the status of a bunch of the players and who's on COVID and who might be returning. But, you know, the Titans are 3-0. Now, it's 3-0 by the skin of their teeth. I think, what are we looking at here? Combined for 6 points in the three wins. So they're all tight games. 3-0. Are they contenders again, or are they pretenders with this 3-0 record, Teron?
you know, when they are at full strength, they are contenders. And I think it's only going to get better for that team once they get everybody back, because they've had terrible defensive performances the last two games, but still managed to win. And I think when you have that, that's a team that, you know, really finds a way to win. And that's something that helps you in closer games later in the season. So I think they are contenders without a doubt. And when you look at this matchup against the Bills, I think it just doesn't look good for them, you know, because the Bills, I mean, I'm watching Josh Allen, and this guy is, that's a different 17 for what I saw previously. And you see just a really high degree of confidence with him. And it's amazing what happens when you get a quarterback, a number one receiver, that he could just say, you know what, my guy's better than yours. I'm going to throw it in his area, and he's going to catch it. And that's what you have in Stephon Diggs. And then you have the complementary guys, you know, in John Brown and Cole Beasley. They match up really good against most secondaries. So I think that's a really good thing. And the Bills, they're the contenders in my book right now. I think it's the Bills, Ravens, and Chiefs. But the Titans are right there once they're at full power.
Yeah, I want to talk about the other side of the ball here, too, because the story out of Buffalo this week, Tre'Davious White, one of the best corners in the game. Serious question mark. He didn't practice yesterday, and then because the delay here, the team actually didn't practice at all today. So, and the Bills are without Levi Wallace. So tell us about the Titans here, and I guess A.J. Brown, who hasn't been available, is he close to coming back? About the Titans' passing attack, could this, Teron, turn into a track meet in this game?
It's going to be tough to be a track meet because Adam Humphries is gone, and really, Adam Humphries, in my opinion, is the key to so much in that passing game, because he's the one that they go to on those third and sevens, those third and eights, those downs where it's really tough to get the first down. He's the one making those plays, and that leads to more reps and snaps for everyone else. So I don't know if it'll be a track meet. It's going to be tough, you know, not having Adam Humphries and Corey Davis. And then on top of that, you know, their fullbacks out, so when they like to go 22 personnel, you know, two backs and two tight ends, and pass the ball out of that, that's not going to be as possible to them also. So I highly doubt it's going to be a shootout. The only way that could happen is if they could get out to a fast start, and that's something that's kind of troubled the Titans. So I know the Bills' defense, you know, they're not exactly the best when it comes to the first half of the game. So, you know, that's the only way it could be a shootout. So I'm going to say it's very unlikely.
Teron Davenport covers the Tennessee Titans for ESPN's NFL Nation. He's joining us here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Teron, break down the play of your quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, because I can't shake the image of years of futility in Miami leading to what we saw late last year out of Ryan Tannehill leading this team to the AFC Championship game. It felt like a lot of that was handing the ball off to Derrick Henry, but I know that there is some improvement there with Ryan Tannehill. Improvement, yes, but will regression happen this year? Talk about Ryan Tannehill and what he's meant to the Titans so far.
Yeah, sure. And remember what I said about confidence with Josh Allen and how he's playing a lot better? That's the same thing with Ryan Tannehill. And although he was handing the ball off in the playoffs a lot, there were also key plays that he was making. He made two awesome throws in the Patriots game, two awesome throws in the Ravens game, and obviously the Chiefs game was the Chiefs game. But I think when you look at Tannehill, what he's doing now is he's so decisive. He knows exactly where he wants to go with the football, and that confidence is allowing him to squeeze it into tight windows. And you see that guy just playing with a high degree of swagger. And that's something that you need as a quarterback, especially in an offense like what the Titans have, where you're not going to get 40 shots to throw the ball. You have to maximize the opportunities that you get. And that's what he's doing. And I think that's why he's playing really well. But you're also seeing a dramatic improvement in his downfield throwing. That's something you didn't see with the Dolphins. You ask Mike Wallace. You know, Mike Wallace, he said that Ryan Tannehill cost him his Dolphins career. But now you have receivers saying, you know what, 17 is making me a better player. And I think when you have that relationship and that chemistry with your guys, I think that is just the high recipe for success. Then not to mention having that rushing attack where you could go play action and draw those linebackers just that one step forward to open up that window to drop the ball behind them on those crossing routes, which the Bills really excel with. But, you know, that's what's making him a lot better. And I don't know about regression. I think he's going to pretty much he's right where he's going to be for the duration, in my opinion.
Teron Davenport covers the Tennessee Titans for ESPN, NFL Nation reporter, our guest here in the sports bar. On the other side of the ball, when Clowney came in, I thought, okay, this is a win now move. And, you know, it's early, only three games for Tennessee. But what have been the early returns so far in Jadeveon Clowney in Tennessee?
Well, the early returns have been a lot of pressures. And that's something that Clowney has always done. Being in Mike Vrabel's defense allows him to move around. And it's really interesting when you really dig into Clowney's tape. He's better rushing the passer from the interior. So when they go to that NASCAR package and they have a Vic Beasley on one side, Harold Landry on the other, with Jeffrey Simmons and Clowney on the inside, that package does damage. And you look at that game against the Jaguars, that's something that they did. And it was pressure, and Jeffrey Simmons got the tip, and that's how the interception happened to seal the game. So there are some early returns. It just takes actually watching the film as opposed to, you know, looking at the box score and saying, oh, he didn't get any sacks, and saying he didn't have an impact, because he is having an impact. But it's still, when you're paying a man $12 million, you know, you need the sacks too. You got to finish, and that's something that he knows that he has to do. So it's been good for now. They only got one game together with Vic Beasley against the Vikings. So, you know, that's something that they still wanted to get going, because that's two guys that they added specifically to help the pass rush.
He is Teron Davenport. He covers the Tennessee Titans for ESPN's NFL Nation. And Teron, like I mentioned earlier, always classy and joining us here in the sports bar, giving us some of your time. I want to make sure you have plenty of time to tell our audience what you're working on at the site, what we can go check out and learn more about with Tennessee.
Oh, for sure, man. I appreciate that. You could go to ESPN.com, click the NFL page. There's a timeline of everything that we discussed. As far as the COVID situation, most of the content up there right now, frankly, is COVID. But there is a whiteboard. If you scroll down a little bit, there's a whiteboard video. Every week I do a whiteboard breakdown of some of the things that stand out to me about the opposing team that the Titans are playing. And this week, it's all about the crossing routes, the man beaters and zones that Brian Daboll is outstanding with as far as that offense is concerned. So that's on there. And then I have a show called Talking with TD. It's on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. And then there's another show with former Steelers and Titans receiver Nate Washington. That's Fridays at 6 p.m. Central. You can find that at thegamenashville.com if you're not in the Nashville area. So definitely trying to put out as much content as possible.
Oh, love it, Teron. I'm glad you brought up the whiteboard there. And just one quick question, if I can sneak in here, because
sure. Yeah.
Because the first two games for Buffalo, they were facing two-man defenses here. Jets, the Dolphins, they got crossed up with those crossing routes. What are the Titans run? Are they more zone or man-to-man?
It's a pretty even mix. They're in man 52% of the time. I would imagine they'll be in zone a bit more this week because they just don't have the manpower to adequately go man to man against that Bills receiving corps, which is low key pretty good.
Yeah.
So I would expect more zone. I drew it up based off of man, but you know we'll see what happens.
Teron, it's great hearing your voice. Thank you for making some time for us. Stay safe and let's do it again real soon. All right, bud.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you guys. Take care.
You got it. Teron Davenport. He's great. Covering the Titans for ESPN. ESPN NFL Nation. You can read all of his work there. And giving us a little preview of Tuesday night.
Yeah, it's nice to talk football rather than logistics. And this should be an interesting. But the thing I kind of got out of him, you think Adam Humphries and you think of him in the fantasy perspective, like, oh, that was the guy that helped me out when he was in Tampa Bay or whatever, putting up numbers, and he goes to Tennessee and like, that should please you, Bills fans, hearing that. Well, you shouldn't. Let me rephrase that. Shouldn't please you that he's on the COVID list. However, okay.
What do you mean?
No, but the fact that he look, that is going to be a component that's not available for the Titans passing game. I didn't realize that Adam Humphries meant so much here to the passing attack.
If you got into that conversation a little bit late with Teron Davenport, radio.com rewind inside the app. It's a great way for you to go back and listen to anything you may have missed here in the sports bar for the next 24 hours.
Live
we'll
radio.
Get that on demand for you. Should be really happy that he's got
like,
COVID.
Wait a second. That was like, I'm having the take. Like, hey, that's going to benefit
see,
the Buffalo Bills. It's going to be happy.
Bills fans well, just wringing their hands like, oh, yes, he's got COVID.
Yep. Like, you do this on Twitter and like you have a take and it's like, wait a second. Nope. Delete before you hit. You can't do that on the air. It's like, oh.
Teron is great.
Yeah, he is.
Love having that guy on with us. Hopefully we get the chance to do it again. Maybe in the postseason we'll have a chance to get Teron Davenport on with us again.
A lot of anger toward the Titans. They're going to make an example of them. And here's what I think. It's not going to be a forfeit. I truly believe, though, that the NFL will come down draft picks. If they can determine that this was communicated, yeah. You didn't do this, you've got to make an example.
Well, to what end, though, Gene? Because every team has broken protocol in some way, shape, or form. I guarantee it. Varying degrees, but every team. There isn't a single team that's done it exactly the way the NFL wants it done. Not one. So to what end? You're going to penalize them with a draft pick? You're going to penalize them with a fine? Maybe it's a fine.
The fines didn't work for the coaches. I mean, that was like no. Honestly, like Gruden got fined. Oh, okay, there he is, wearing the mask around his chin.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because the NFL is doubling down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they want to make it known. They want to make it known, especially on the sidelines. You have to wear that face mask properly. Well, you're not going to listen to us by us fining you? Well, we have some harsher penalties, and I'll tell you what the NFL has in mind when we get to NFL appetizers here in just a couple minutes in the sports bar.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
All right, more next. AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.